We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Rob Archer, in for Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story.
Governor Newsom has unveiled his budget proposal, and it includes a number that's easy to remember, as in $222.2 billion in the California budget, 2.3% bigger than last year, with significant increases for education and housing. He also projects a $5.6 billion surplus, and what lawmakers had expected, Newsom announced.
We're expanding coverage, regardless of your immigration status, for all of those 65 and over. We believe in universal health care. We believe that universal health care lowers costs for everybody. We believe the evidence bears that out. We believe it's the right thing to do morally and ethically. We also believe it is the financially responsible thing to do.
He's also calling for a vaping tax, a tax cut for small business, and turning the Department of Business Oversight into a new state financial protection bureau. Next steps are months of negotiations with lawmakers and plenty of votes before the budget's finalized.
Costa Mesa Republican Senator John Morlock tells KNX he's worried the governor isn't putting enough money in the rainy day fund to prepare for an economic downturn.
1% of our population pays about 50% of our personal income tax, and if they decide to migrate out and we have a recession, then we could have some pretty serious income tax declines that could easily wipe out these reserves.
Morlock also says he has concerns over the plan to expand Medi-Cal coverage to support everyone over 65, regardless of immigration status. He says the governor might be underestimating how much this will cost.
A student at a San Diego University was among those killed in the crash of a Ukrainian airline in Iran. 23-year-old Sarah Sadat was a first-year doctoral student in clinical psychology at Allant International University's Scripps Ranch campus. The Canadian citizen had traveled with her mother and sister to Iran to visit family. All 176 people on the plane were killed. 63 were Canadians.
After a series of tips from the public, sheriff's detectives have arrested a man wanted for shooting a dog on a public street in La Mirada last Sunday.
Detectives have put out pictures and video of the incident on Phoebe Street, where a man took a dog in a pet bed out of a white Jeep Grand Cherokee, put it in the gutter, and shot and killed the animal. Phone tips and other clues eventually led to the arrest of the woman who was driving the Jeep. She's been released, at least temporarily. The tips kept coming in, and earlier today, based on additional information, deputies tracked down a 23-year-old man named Shane Dubiak of Lakewood, and after a brief pursuit and foot chase, arrested him. They found a handgun in his possession, but it's not certain if that was the weapon used in the killing of the dog. As of now, Dubiak is facing felony charges of animal cruelty, as well as a count of being an ex-felon in possession of a firearm. The investigation into the matter is continuing. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And Orange County City has been told it must follow the state's sanctuary state law, and now that city's leaders have a big decision to make.
Huntington Beach council members, back in April 2018, they voted to exempt that city from the sanctuary state law of California. The city ended up in court arguing that the state's constitution guarantees that cities have authority to govern locally to do so as they see fit. However, a state appellate court disagreed.
They decided no, SB 54 was constitutional. There's, in our view, a conflict there. What the court has decided versus the express language of the California Constitution.
That's city attorney for Huntington Beach, Michael Gates.
So if we're not, as a charter city, allowed to exercise our independent governance over those municipal affairs, it really erases certain provisions of the California Constitution.
He says he will recommend that the Huntington Beach council members appeal this defeat, take it all the way to the California Supreme Court. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti share a vision for the country.
Both envision a nation in which all Americans are treated with dignity and have an opportunity, according to Biden, who spoke about the middle class being in trouble.
We have an opportunity to make this time bring everyone along as we rebuild the middle class. everybody.
Recent polls show Biden in a close race with Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren heading into California's primary. He says having Garcetti, the mayor of the second largest city in the country, endorsing him means a lot.
It has a great impact on the prospects of winning.
Garcetti said he is proud to join Biden and his campaign.
To restore this country, to bring justice back to all of its people, to make sure that we can stand tall in the world once again.
He called Biden a friend to L.A., a man who delivers, and a man who will restore America's greatness. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Police in Anaheim have identified a body that was found wrapped in plastic and cardboard in an abandoned U-Haul moving truck in Fullerton on Wednesday. Sergeant Shane Carringer tells KNX the woman was Ashley Manning.
She's a 29-year-old resident of Anaheim. Her identity was discovered today during her post-mortem examination or her autopsy, and the cause of death, however, has not been determined.
Employees searching the truck found the body. Investigators are categorizing this as a suspicious death.
Prosecutors file felony charges against a protester accused of throwing blood onto lawmakers on the floor of the state Senate.
The charges, assault on a public official and vandalism, could send the woman to jail for several years if she's convicted. Several lawmakers were hit by the blood, allegedly thrown in protest of legislation limiting exemptions for childhood vaccinations. The incident in September forced senators off the floor. They reconvened later in a different hearing room. State Senate President Pro Tem Tony Atkins of San Diego called what happened a crime.
This is unusual, obviously, but I have to say how proud I am as the President Pro Tem of the Senate that we can come together and focus on the job and the work at hand and continue to do what our constituents sent us here to do.
Senate Republican leader Shannon Grove of Bakersfield said violence would not be tolerated.
The person that is in question should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
The accused protester is due to be arraigned on Monday. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.